Welcome to these pre-show notes for Guards at the Taj by Rajiv Joseph. The sound and music are by George Dennis, and the lighting is by Richard Howell. The set designer is Sutra Gilmore, and the play is directed for the Bush Theatre by Jamie Lloyd. The audio-described performance takes place on Saturday, May the 6th, at 2:30. There'll be a touch tour at 1 o'clock that day. To give us a chance to visit the set and explore the props, we may be able to meet the actors too. And these notes will be delivered live through the headsets at 2:20, with any changes, to allow you to refresh your memories and check that your headset's working. The play lasts for 1 hour and 20 minutes, with no interval, and there is infrequent strong language as the story unfolds. The audio description will be given by me, Jane Brambley. For this production, the acting area stretches the full width of the space, faced by a long block of tiered seating with another block at right angles on its left. The seating is now allocated with individual flip-up seats. As we enter the auditorium, the space is dim and misty, the air filled with the sound of tropical birds. We are in Agra, India, in the year 1648. A long wall spans the back of the space, curving slightly forward on the right. It's shoulder high, broad enough to stand on, and bathed with dim, dappled blue light, which makes it appear textured like stone. One of the concrete pillars of the theatre rises in the centre of the wall, and behind, the back wall is lost in shadow. On top of the wall stands Humayun, on duty, facing us. He's in his early 20s, with deep-set eyes and a firm set to his mouth. He has black hair and brown skin. Humayun wears a simple uniform of knee-length tunic and narrow trousers in dark blue-grey cotton. His feet are bare. The hilt of a long, curved sword is cupped in his left hand. The blade rises up, propped against his shoulder. In front of the wall, the floor is bare. Two long trenches are dug into it. They form a right angle, with one pointing away from the guard to the block of audience seating directly in front, and the other running parallel to the wall, from the centre to the left. Humayun is thin and bony. As he stands looking out at us, his mouth is tense, his eyes watchful. His movements are controlled and disciplined, but the trace of nervousness in his eyes makes him seem very young. Humayun is played by Danny Ashok. He's soon joined by another guard, Babur. The same age as Humayun, Babur is a little taller. His face is long, with a full mouth and large expressive eyes, his black hair neatly trimmed, and he too is dressed in uniform. Unlike his friend, when he moves, Babur is inclined to throw his arms and legs about, as if he's unable to restrain his free spirit. Babur is played by Darren Kappen. As the two guards reveal their story, the lights sometimes warm to hot orange, but these moments are brief. On the whole, the lights stay dim, with a hint of blue, or later, just a hint of orange. To conclude, the theatre website sets the scene like this. It's 1848, Agra, India. Imperial guards and best mates Humayun and Babur keep watch as the final touches are put to the mighty Taj Mahal behind them. The emperor has decreed that no one, except the masons, labourers and slaves who exist within these walls, shall turn to look at the building until it is complete. Now, as the building nears completion and the first light catches on the pure white domes behind them, the temptation to steal a glance at the most beautiful monument the world has ever seen grows stronger. But beauty has a price, and Humayun and Babur are about to learn its true cost. And that's the end of these pre-show notes.